Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Talking of people who should be excited, I'm sure Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities is, because the stock market is over 5,800. It's up again for a Tuesday. A very good afternoon to you, Kevin Johnson.
Well, what more can I say? You've said it all for me. Yes, I am excited. Yes, I am. In fact, I'm not as excited as you. I want some of what you're drinking right now.
Well, it's water. But, I can tell you it's water, yeah, and I've had a fair bit of it.
I know it is. And you've been on there since 2 p.m. this afternoon, so I know you've had a big afternoon.
I'm firing in all cylinders today, Kevin.
I'm pleased to bring you good news, mate, I've got to tell you. Up 31 points, 5,806, two in a row in the 30s. Yes, it is picking up, and it's different markets each day than what we've had the previous day. Today, the banks, again, they rallied the market yesterday. Did they get into it today? You know, Commonwealth Bank up $1.66 to $75.92. I tell you what, it's been a big job here, sitting here, Kevin, advising people not to sell a Commonwealth Bank shares. I get paid nothing for telling them not to do something. But telling them not to do something sometimes is the right thing to do. Don't panic, people. Ride this out. The company makes $10 billion a year. It's been increasing its dividends every year. Sure, it gets attacked by government departments. But let's shrug that off and move forward. And fortunately, I'm pleased to see them bounce up to nearly $76 today. The other three banks were better as well. Westpac up 32, NAB up 24, ANZ up 42. So they're all heading towards $30 or above right now. So it's good to see as well. It was a good day across the board. I tell you what, they do love the lithium stories. And why wouldn't you, with China coming out and saying they're going to phase out all internal combustion engines? They got into them again today. Galaxy up 12%. I can't believe this goes up every day so much. Good on them, I might say. Up 12% to $2.65. My little favourite, Neo Metals, up 12% as well, above 30 cents now. Cleantech, they make cobalt, which is also needed for electric batteries. They're up 8%. They finished at $1.10. Pilbara up, your little favourite. I know you've got shares in Pilbara. You told me the other day off air. I can tell you, people, he's happy today. They're nearly 50 cents again.
Woohoo!
49.5 up in there, so it's up a little bit better. MinRes, they're probably the largest lithium producer in the state, up 28 cents to $16.33. And was Kidman, that was the other one. I knew there was another one in there. There's only three, but only four people. You don't need to remember very many. Kidman up another 8.5%. They resumed trading today after they inked that deal with SQM. Finished at 83 cents and turned over nearly 10 million shares. So it's where you've got to be, and rightfully so. New technology people, this is real, and you've got to be a part of it.
So a good day for the banks, a good day for the resources stocks. What about the dollar?
Yep. The dollar, it was steady. It was back down towards 80.4. If you're buying euros, they're costing you $1.49. If you're buying sterling, sterling's actually firming. They're nearly $1.65 now. So that was a little bit firmer. The gold price, a little bit on the nose, a bit of profit taking. I'm not worried. It's only back to 13.27. If you're looking at Aussie dollar terms, it's still 1,650 right on the knocker. So that's a good result as well. So all in all, let's hope for another one of these days tomorrow.
Yeah, 2 out of 2 ain't bad. Let's go for 3 out of 3. Good on you, Kevin.
Thank you, mate.